This is WordPress Weekly, your source for the latest news, plugins, and interviews with influential leaders in the WordPress community. Here's your hosts, Jeff Chandler and Marcus Couch.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 248 of WordPress Weekly for Wednesday, September 21st, 2016. I'm your host, Jeff Chandler, joined by Marcus Couch.
And, yes, sir.
Hey-o, Marcus. I'm back from staycation.
Yes, I'm glad we're back on the show again. I did not know what to do last Wednesday night. Just sitting there fidgeting with my fidget cube, trying to figure out what to do.
Oh man, I can only imagine the pain. But yeah, I feel refreshed. Staycation is, you know, I work from home. I'm a remote worker, but just the ability to disconnect for a little while and not worry about what's going on in the WordPress scene and getting off of Twitter and Facebook. In this day and age, it's quite refreshing. It kind of revitalizes us all in the mind, and you're not inundated with the minutia of what everyone's doing from day to day. So it was a timely staycation. I encourage anyone out there who has the means to be able to do that, please do that. I think only good things can happen because of it.
Well, I'll give it a shot one day.
And so I'm back, and while I was away, one of the big things you were looking forward to is kicking off WordCamp LAX with your presentation. How did that go on membership sites? Because I saw quite a few good tweets about it.
It went very well, actually. I actually did the entire presentation all over again the day before. I completely threw out the 1,500-word kind of write-up that I had and started all over again because I'm like, this is not going to work. But it was a full room, and I filled up the time completely with Q&A, and people even followed me off the stage and out into the hallway. So it's pretty good, and a lot of fans of the show, and a lot of people that had no idea who I was. So it's great both ways.
Awesome. So, I mean, did you really pound the point home? I mean, did you open a lot of people's eyes to membership sites can be a lot more than just a standard sign up and here you can learn something?
Yeah, so I used a couple examples, one of which was Net-A-Porter, and that site is an e-commerce site. It's like a high-end luxury site. If you want, Jeff, for an anniversary gift for your wife, you could have bought you could have bought a $15,000 goat hair tiger print coat, and that would have fit very nicely, I'm sure. Here's where their membership site kicks in, is if you spend $20,000 in a year, then they will contact you and say, hey, we'd like to have you in our extremely important person list, and you will get first pick of all the items. And that's funny, actually, because if the people that are on the VIP list get the first dibs as to the stuff that comes in, that means the people that are paying the $15,000 for the goat hair coat are just buying the leftovers that the elites didn't want.
It seems to be working out well for them.
It seems to be. So that's a very cool membership site. And I even talked about our buddy over there, Post Status, Mr. Krogsgaard, and the model of his membership site for content and curated news and things like that. So it was very successful, and I really appreciated the opportunity that Adam Silver and all those great presenters and volunteers put forth.
Awesome. So yeah, I was speaking to one of our last shows we did. We had Mark Benzekane on the show, and that was a great show. And he was telling me that he went down to WordCamp Tampa and then WordCamp Milwaukee. And he says he was approached by a number of different people who listened to the show. So that was cool. So listeners actually heard him on the episode, went up to him, talked to him, said, hey, yeah, I heard you on WordPress Weekly. So that was just pretty cool to know things like that happen.
Yeah, a couple of people came up to me and were like, yeah, I heard that show where you had a breakdown on the show. It's like,
oh, well, there you go. That's, I don't know, maybe that's your moment or something on the show.
Real. I am a real person.
So let's see. Tonight we have quite the episode for you. We have two really cool guests on to talk about some big things that have been happening in the WordPress hosting industry as of late. In fact, prior to us going on vacation, we had Gabriel Mays on, head of WordPress products at GoDaddy, and we talked about some new things that were on the horizon that haven't yet been, that at that time, were not yet announced. And we also discussed the new onboarding experience, which is actually live now at GoDaddy and their partnership with Beaver Builder. And it's really slick. If anyone hasn't checked it out yet, I highly encourage you to go to wptavern.com, and I'll probably have a link to it in the show notes. But check out the video of the onboarding process. It's pretty cool how it's set up. But a lot of things have happened, including a big acquisition in the WordPress community, and we're going to talk all about that with our two guests tonight. And our first guest is Jeff King, who is the general manager of hosting at GoDaddy. Jeff, thanks a lot for being on the show tonight with us.
Awesome to be here. Thanks, Jeff. And it's great to be on, Marcus. It was awesome to see you at WordCamp LA.
Absolutely, yeah. It was great.
And our second guest is Vladimir Prilovac, who is a longtime member of the WordPress community and founder of ManageWP, a WordPress site management service that was founded in 2010. And I don't know how many long time listeners of the show, I mean, we're talking about 2009 era, may remember Vladimir Prilovac's appearance on WordPress Weekly. In fact, it was episode 47, and he had called in via Skype. But the audio quality was so bad, I had to edit it out and replace the audio portion of the interview with text-based questions and stuff that I added to the show notes. So it's been a long time coming. A lot has changed from 2009 up until now. But Vladimir, you're here. You're actually here in the U.S., and thanks a lot for being on the show.
Thanks, Jeff. It's good to be here after 7 years again, and thanks for inviting me.
So first of all, welcome to the U.S. I know that the company ManageWP was founded in Serbia, but how long have you been in the U.S. now?
Well, thanks. Yeah, I've been here for almost a month now. Actually, I just moved from my hotel to my new apartment today. So there's a lot of new things happening in my life.
So we're going to get into a lot of stuff. I wanted to take this opportunity while I have you on the show. I'd like to get some background info on how you got involved in the WordPress community. How did you discover WordPress?
Yeah, so it was back in 2007, actually, on my birthday in October, the day I quit my daily job.
How about that?
Yeah, it was when I decided that I'm going to, try to start a career online. And, I tried a couple of different blog softwares. I decided WordPress, installed it, and posted my first blog post, and that was exactly the same day. So, you just went on from there. Since I'm a developer, my background is in development. I started, building plugins. There was a lot of, a lot of plugins were missing back in the day in 2007. I think it was WordPress 2.7 back then. Yeah, so not many plugins around, so I wrote quite a few. I think in the first year, something like, 10 of them. Some became very popular.
Yeah, I ended up using a few of them on the tavern at different points in time.
Yeah, these were good old days, right?
good old days.
So in 2008, I was approached by a publisher to write a book on WordPress plugin development, which then took most of my year in 2008. It was published in 2009, and then you invited me for WordPress Weekly.
Because up to that point, I mean, jokingly, you were a nobody. But once you hit that book, I said, man, I got to interview this guy. He's got a book.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Too bad the show went so bad, and nobody could hear me. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so the WordPress development book, which is actually called, as I recall, it's actually called WordPress Plugin Development. So that's a pretty simple title. In fact, it's still available on Amazon for about. You could buy it now for $40 or $15 new, but I think it's Pact Publishing, and Pact actually got involved with a number of people, WordPress people, over the years, and they've got quite a few different WordPress books now. And that's one of the interesting things about books in general is I always thought that who would write a book about WordPress? Because things move at such a fast pace in terms of development that the book would be out of date within months, but Within that time frame, I'd say 2009 to 2012, 2013, back when there used to be a Borders. Now Borders is out of business. Go figure. But you know, I'd go to Barnes & Noble, and there'd be this whole section of all these different WordPress books. That was something else to be to experience that.
Well, the good news is anybody who 10 years ago bought a WordPress Media Library for Dummies, it's still completely relevant.
I don't know how you do it, Marcus, but every show now,
I get a dig
find,
in.
You find a way. Yeah, so 2009. So tell us a little bit about how, you know, after the book and your plugins, this genesis of ManageWP, what inspired you to create that service?
Yeah, so actually, the book was a big part of it. Thanks to the book, I did get a lot of consulting deals, and had a bunch of clients and a bunch of websites. I think something like 30 at a time. So being a developer again, I started to find a way how to manage all these websites, because I was wasting so much time doing all the things on them. And so the idea for ManageWP was born in 2010. And we actually built a very simple version early in 2010. Let it out to something like 100 people that I knew. And they were, excited through the roof about the software. Then we built another version. And then we launched the pre-order in December 2011. And actually, the pre-order date was December the 6th, 2011. We get so many orders that we were basically profitable since the beginning, since inception.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it was great. Actually, I didn't expect that, right? But there was obviously a huge need in the WordPress community for the software of the kind, and we started off great, and I hope we just continued improving over the years.
And for those of us, and for those of the listeners out there that aren't familiar with the software, can you describe kind of what it does and what its purpose is?
Sure. So ManageWP is a WordPress management platform that allows you to have all your WordPress websites under one umbrella in one dashboard, and allows you to, one-click update, update the sites, plugins, perform backups, security checks, monitoring, site migration, and there are like 20 other tools that you'll find in ManageWP today, both free and paid.
Yeah, and throughout the past few years, there's been WP Remote, and now there's Jetpack Site Manage, so people can kind of have this, through Jetpack, manage multiple different sites. But what in your opinion sets ManageWP apart from all of your competitors out there?
I think it's the product quality and just the fact that, I, as a founder, have been so long in the WordPress community and got to know the software and the people using it really well. In the beginnings, it was me, going to WordCamps and talking to people. And now we have a 30-people team that's very dedicated to product quality, to customer satisfaction. I think we are at still at the forefront of all WordPress management in terms of features, product quality, scalability, performance. My goal is that with this acquisition, we still stay at the forefront.
Now, one of the cool things about ManageWP, its story is that it was bootstrapped. Why did you decide to bootstrap the company instead of maybe seeking out some seed funding?
Oh, that's an easy question to answer. There is no capital in Serbia.
There is
some now, maybe, but back in the day, you had no other choice, right? ManageWP is founded in Belgrade, Serbia, where it's still, the headquarters are still there.
So being in Serbia, how difficult was it for you to to reach out to the WordPress community or start a business there and generate this momentum for your service?
Well, I think that's one of the beauties of the internet, right? So you can start a business anywhere. People start successful online businesses from, you know, Africa, from Australia, from, you know, every continent. So we really had no problems finding customers. And, you know, we always go to WordCamps, you know, started sponsoring them in the past years. So we are out there with the community, and being in Serbia is no obstacle at all. Even more, we sometimes bring some of our customers to Serbia, and, you know, they go home delighted, which is a big pleasure for us. So, and Jeff was in Serbia just
a couple weeks. Jeff's there, and I'm gonna get his take on what happened there in a little bit. Yeah. So one of the big things that's happened in as regards to Managed WP, and something that was very well received, is the revamp, the whole redesign of your back end, of the what we would call Orion. Describe the work and effort that went into that, and why that's an integral part of Managed WP moving forward.
Sure. So we started developing Orion in 2014. So it took us 2 years to build it. And the reason we wanted to build it is that we estimated that the old platform will become obsolete, mainly for scalability and performance reasons. We built the old platform based on WordPress framework.
Oh.
And the entire Managed WP worked on WordPress. And still, some of our customers still use the old platform. So that's 100% running on WordPress, which is pretty impressive given the number of sites that we manage through it. But, you know, we estimated that we would hit the ceiling with it one day, and we wanted to do a modern rebuild of the platform. So in 2014, we basically started rebuilding the entire thing from scratch with the API-driven architecture, backend separated from front-end, so that it really becomes a platform that people can use through the API. And we used more modern frameworks like Symfony for PHP and AngularJS for front-end, Node.js for some scalability code. So, and it really... It's a very complex software. It took us 2 years to build, but what we've got out with Orion, I think, our users are really, really satisfied with this. We have a totally new backup solution. We have which is based in the cloud, uses Amazon's infrastructure for this. We have a totally new UI, which is much better, much faster, much more responsive. It's almost instant. If you have like less than 50 sites, everything will be preloaded. You will have zero waiting time inside the interface. There a lot of technology went into building Orion, and then we finally launched it. That was 2 months ago.
And based on all the feedback I've seen, your customers love it.
Yeah, they absolutely love it. We did have some problems with changing the pricing model, though. I think the new model is much better for the end user, but people were so used to the old one, so. Yeah. There was some, you know, struggle to explain how the new model works and how can they benefit from it. But I think we are past that phase now.
So we know a little bit now about what Managed WP is, Orion, the back end, the customers that love it. So now let me throw it over to Jeff. And Jeff being the head of hosting over at GoDaddy, I want to learn when did, I guess, sort of these discussions start, or when did you discover Managed WP and get the idea that, hey, this would be a good fit for our customers and what we're doing at GoDaddy?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, actually, I met Vladimir for the first time 2 years ago at WordCamp Europe in Sofia, Bulgaria, when the Human Made team threw that, you know, sponsored that out there. And it's pretty hard not to... to realize that Vladimir really knows his stuff, and the team that I met out there was super impressive. At the time, actually, Jetpack Manage had just launched, And I was asking questions about the future of the managed space because I figured Jetpack would essentially, commoditize it to the point where it wouldn't be necessary anymore. And that just hasn't come true.
I remember that. That was sort of the general consensus of some of us media types in the WordPress community is, oh, well, now that they're sort of making site management free, as long as you had, connected to Jetpack, now you don't have to worry about any of these services. And as it turns out, that really hasn't happened. Jetpack has just turned into another option.
Yeah, and just look at the staying power. I mean, if you compare the features, just a basic feature comparison of the two things, these two do not come even close to each other. And Managed WP is a clear winner in this space and was just setting itself apart with not only their current product, but also Orion just was blowing everyone away. Vladimir and I got serious about this really as part of the discussion about GoDaddy Pro. Now, the background for all of this, and this is really important, when you look at the WordPress space, and really all small businesses is what GoDaddy is focused on. When we ask our customers a very simple question, and that question is, who built your website? More than 50% of our customers said someone else, right? They said a professional built it for me, right? And so as much as people talk about, the site builders, like the up-and-coming freemium site builders, at the end of the day, small businesses want to focus on their small business, and the first thing they want to do is outsource areas that they don't have expertise in, including building and managing their websites, right? And so there is just an enormous opportunity for professionals to continue to develop websites for small businesses ongoing. I mean, there's 3 million new business starts in the U.S. every year alone, and that just translates to a killer opportunity, and we just see it translating to a very important part of our business, which is really what GoDaddy Pro is all about. We were trying to build services that made the lives of the pros easier, right? So we wanted to help them save time, and where we could, even to help them make more money. And actually, Managed WP does both of those things, and I'd love to talk to you a little bit more about how I feel, how that's going to go in the future.
Marcus,
feel free.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, Managed WP solves a huge problem, right? If you're a freelancer, and like Vladimir experienced himself, when you start having 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 websites that you're managing for yourself or for your clients, it gets overwhelming. Yeah, and I mean, the number of just core updates alone, and even with auto update, but theme updates and patches and backups and restores, there's just managing that number of WordPress websites can take up your entire day. I talk to customers all the time, and people say, I go Monday morning and I spend half of Monday managing my client sites and updating them. And Managed WP essentially automates that so they can actually get back to business. The other thing that is exciting about this for pros, and I've talked to people a lot about how some professional implementers, they prefer to build a website and then hand it off to their client and then basically walk away and be done with it. And frankly, I think that's a missed opportunity. People want to do that because they are overwhelmed with ongoing support. They don't want to be the somebody that gets called in the middle of the night and things like that. And when you have a tool like Managed WP, you can basically automate all of the painful parts of managing an ongoing client relationship, including things like sending a report to your clients every month about all the great things you've done for them, like backing it up and making sure it was performing well and things like that. And it actually can add a recurring revenue stream to a professional's life, which is a great thing. As freelancers, business comes and goes, but if you can augment your new build revenue with ongoing maintenance, people find that very, 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 very great. But only when it doesn't come with the major burden of having to manage dozens and dozens of sites and how much time that could potentially take out of your week. So it's not only a great time saver, it's a great way for professionals to make more money in their freelance business.
And I'm not one who is who's managed multiple sites. I haven't built sites for clients, but that's something Marcus has quite a bit of experience with dealing with client sites. And I think we talked about when we were talking about the acquisition offer. I know Marcus doesn't use Managed WP. He's what do you use? CMS Commander, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yes.
Yeah, but just your thoughts on what Jeff's saying about saving time and that being a source of recurring revenue, the maintenance part.
Well, we looked it up the last time we had a show, and I think I was looking at the CMS Commander price for 100 sites. It was like $45. That's 45 cents per month per website. Come on. I mean, the price is so negligible. It's minimal compared to what you're getting in return. So stuff like Managed WP, it's the same exact thing. If you're, you know, just to reiterate what Jeff says, if you're a designer, you want that ongoing maintenance, even if it's just $20 a month, or if it's just something small, you're the guy they're going to call, or the lady that they're going to call if they've got some changes that they want to make, or some new additions, or, you know, we want some added functionality, because you're the web guy, you're the website guy, you're the website person. So that does help. And Jeff, your point is completely valid on that.
Yeah, I've talked to dozens of freelancers. You probably talked to even more, Marcus, but and being one yourself, this is a clear opportunity for people, and they love it. I was shocked, really, to find how many of our customers didn't know that these tools existed, and they were just excited about the basic functionality we had provided with GoDaddy Pro. And for me, adding GoDaddy Pro's capabilities and then coupling that with Managed WP, we think it's just going to unlock tons of value, and I think people are going to love it. So,
yeah, I like Pro for the fact that I'm no longer tied to having to get my login of my customers and all that kind of stuff, where there can be that fourth wall all the time, you know,
yeah,
even when
it's
buying products and all of that.
Right. I mean, that's really the killer app in GoDaddy Pro, the ability not to have a spreadsheet with all your customers or your clients' usernames and passwords written down,
right,
so that you can log. I mean, that was a clear pain point. It's something that was the very first thing we solved with GoDaddy Pro, was the ability to delegate into your client's account without knowing their password,
right,
and even buy things on their behalf if they enable it. And that alone was something that was just amazing. Wait till we add the ability to migrate a site and manage it and update it and back it up and clone it and stage it and all those things, all the great tools that come with Managed WP. I think it's just going to be awesome.
Now, throwing it back to Vladimir, and with regards to this acquisition that has taken place where GoDaddy has acquired Managed WP, I know there's been a number of comments. Oh, I'm hearing an echo on your computer, Vladimir.
Is it mine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
There's two of me. The world only needs one.
Oh, sorry. I have headphones, though, so I'm not sure how that happens.
Yeah, I'm not still hearing an echo. Testing 10. Well, you muted yourself, so it's gone. But all right. So, yeah, I wanted to get back to your viewpoint here. There's been a lot of comments. I know you responded to some of them, Vladimir, about sort of this acquisition. You tried really hard. Like, this was something you tried really hard not to let happen, to be acquired. So I just want to get your take on the acquisition process and when you thought it would be, or it was a good idea to go through with the acquisition offer. And was GoDaddy the only host that you looked into as far as being acquired?
Yeah, so there were a lot of comments on our blog, and you know, some people expressed concern about the acquisition, and I do understand them. And we really wanted that blog post to be the voice of our customers, as you know, everyone that posted a comment there is our customer and has the right to state their opinion. And you know, the main message that we've been telling the people who had a bad reception of the acquisition news is to give it a chance. And certainly, you know, I can agree with many of them having a bad experience with GoDaddy, maybe in the past, whether they used the product or didn't like the branding. And over the year, I mean, even the bad brand image, people in Serbia even know about it, right? But what they don't know is the tremendous effort that is happening right now in GoDaddy and all the people that work there. And I first got to meet the team in GoDaddy in person in, I think, May this year when we made a trip to Sunnyvale. GoDaddy office, and what we saw there really blew our minds. The people that are currently working at GoDaddy, and just speaking from the product perspective, there are so many good product managers out there that really want to transform the GoDaddy products, right? That really, resonated with me, being a product person myself. It completely changed my opinion on GoDaddy, and it still was a lot of effort for GoDaddy actually to persuade us to do this. I really wanted ManageWP to grow, but on the other hand, we also checked a lot of boxes, regarding the business. We launched Orion, which was like a big checkbox to check, had close to 10,000 customers. The product was already very good. We had a certain rate of growth. We could have continued that way. Our big next step was to integrate hosting into the product, which was like a very large project on its own. And then GoDaddy appeared, things started making sense for me. Pieces of the puzzle slowly falling in. I was already destined to move to US even before the GoDaddy acquisition. I already got my green card, so pieces of the puzzle just started falling, both privately and professionally. So I made a decision, and I don't regret it. I am a very happy GoDaddy employee right now.
And just, did you expect the kind of reaction that you saw from all the comments from your customers? I mean, I already said this on Twitter, and I don't know, maybe Jeff can comment on this too, but I've written and covered the WordPress scene for a long time, and I've covered acquisitions, but this was the most negative reaction I've ever seen of a WordPress company acquisition in my career of writing about WordPress.
To be honest, I didn't expect that much hate or aggression. I don't know how to call it, from some people. We didn't delete any comments. As I said, it's important for us to the voice of the customer to be heard. And then it's up to us and GoDaddy to prove them wrong, which I hope we will do. It's internet, right? And on the internet, a lot of people use it, for showing dissatisfaction with things, right? And that's okay. I think that even if we were, acquired by Apple or Tesla, there would be 200 people who would be deeply dissatisfied with that fact. So I think, a couple of weeks from now, nobody will remember that. And, tomorrow we are actually launching a new feature in ManageWP. We are continuing with our roadmap. The stuff that we are building with GoDaddy, I'm sure people will really, really love it. So, I wasn't that upset with all that, because I knew the part of the story that our customers didn't. And, it was up to us to explain it to them.
That's what the thing that I thought was hilarious. Now, everybody thought that, I guess they thought maybe you sold out, some of the comments. But I saw you just a couple weeks ago at dinner. I didn't see you wearing a pimp hat and buying Dom Perignon for everybody and handing out 50s at the door. I didn't see any of that. It sounds like you're still into your product. Sounds like the whole team is still chugging along. So I don't see what the problem is.
I pretty much am. Yes.
And Jeff, I know you've probably read most, if not all, of the comments on there. And, you know, it, boy, that's got to be tough to read all those. And
you know, it's funny. I read everyone. I've been at the company 3 years now. I joined right after Blake Irving took over as CEO. We acquired Media Temple 6 months later, and boy, that was just as noisy. Media Temple was a huge beloved brand and still is, and to be associated with a company that didn't have a great reputation for hosting was just seen really negatively. It's, you know, I've been at the company 3 years now, so I have to say that I am starting to take it a little bit more personally. I feel more like the when I joined, I was like, yeah, we're going to come in here and, you know, we've got a ton of work to do. I mean, my God, we hired the guy. He, our CTO and CIO used to run Azure at Microsoft, right? And we have some serious people running this company now, right? And I think that's really what happened to GoDaddy. It ran away from them, right? And they got behind. They weren't able to keep up with the growth and the hosting performance and the capabilities really suffered. And now we've brought in a bunch of people that really know how to run scale businesses, from guys like me at eBay, and we have Microsoft and Yahoo and Intuit and a bunch of other senior sort of Silicon Valley types helping drive the platform and the technology. And it's incredibly 4 years ago, which is where, you know, I was just at WordCamp at LA with Marcus and a few people. And I sat next to a woman, and during one of the sessions, I asked her about GoDaddy, and she was complaining about an experience she had 5 years ago. And now she uses an EIG host, and we were talking about like, she's got to move off of that because she's not having a great experience. But, and I asked her to try us again. Right. And I just feel like so many people have experiences from 5 or more years ago when GoDaddy was in the wild growth stage that they weren't able to keep up with, that it just left a bad taste in people's mouth that we have a lot of work to do to overcome still. So,
And it's unfortunate that in a lot of some of these comments I've seen, that people are saying things like, I can't believe you're doing business. Managed WP is doing business with GoDaddy. Their CEO kills elephants. And that's been years ago.
Oh, I can't even remember
how we're still tied on to that.
Yeah, and I mean, people take that very personally. I've talked to a bunch of people in the WordPress community. I hear it every time I go to a WordCamp, and I've been to a ton. I'll be at WordCamp US, and I'm sure I'll hear it even more. And really, it's up to us to really demonstrate every day that we're a different company. You know, that company that they knew before is gone, and there's a new company with a bunch of new leaders that's are there in its place. And the experience we're developing, we think, is world class. And we're going to keep proving that. Just wait till you see what we do with Managed WP. It's going to be awesome. And by the way, we're going to continue to invest in Managed WP proper too. So it's very exciting times.
I think you get a bad rap too, because people also forget that 5 years ago we had 5 years ago WordPress that didn't look like the WordPress of today. Yeah, so true. That probably compounded their experience as well.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it sucks from my point of view, because I've spoken to you, I've spoken to Gabe, I've met some of the awesome people that are inside GoDaddy that are, I mean, really, you can hear it in their voices. You can hear the passion of trying to change things around, trying to right the wrongs of the past and trying to give people a great experience. But it just, every time like we write a post about GoDaddy, whether it's good or bad, new product launch or whatever, the hate comes pouring out of people about, there's so many people who want to talk about their bad experiences at GoDaddy. And I know that there are people trying really hard inside your company to improve things across the board. And I just wonder after a while if it just eats you up or tears you down, no matter how thick of skin you have. And sometimes sometimes it creates self-doubt or questioning, are you guys really making progress?
Oh my gosh, we're making so much progress. And it is hard to read, guys. I mean, I won't lie to you. I had a bad day that reading all those things, but at the end of the day, I feel like we have a good strategy. I feel like the team is strong. We've hired a boatload of people out of the WordPress community and other open source communities like the OpenStack one. And the culture at GoDaddy is super positive. It's very product focused. You know, the technologies we're using are very modern, you know, and frankly, that's what really attracted us to Vladimir and his team at Managed WP. If you guys have a chance to meet this team, these guys have some magic going. This team is super young and energetic and bright and, very focused on open source and the WordPress community, and it's just like it's infectious. You know, I spent a week or a little bit more than a week out there as part of the acquisition deal, and just had the best time with these guys. So it's just part of the culture that we're trying to build at GoDaddy now. And so for me, it was just like magic. Yes, I want more of that. Let's bring it. You know. So
how's the food in Serbia?
They like cheese in Serbia. They like their cheese. And there's actually a drink that Vladimir and I had plenty of, something called rakia, which is like a plum plum liqueur. Yeah, that stuff will get you going. So it's good stuff there.
Well, let me ask you this, Jeff. This is just me looking over the fence here. What is GoDaddy's relationship with the Drupal people? Because I know that Mendel was in New Orleans for DrupalCon because I caught him in the alley or the lobby of my hotel. But what are you guys doing with Drupal? Is Drupal, how are they embracing GoDaddy? Is it the same, or are we just a bunch of WordPress hags?
Remember, we host 10 million websites, guys. Right? Yeah. So, and believe me, I used to work with the Magento team when I was at eBay. I actually acquired the Magento team and helped acquire that as part of the team, and was part of that whole open source movement there. That's actually really, really where I fell in love with open source, was with the Magento guys. And, you know, Drupal, Joomla, WordPress, I mean, all of that is hosted at GoDaddy. There's an enormous amount of stuff that you don't even want to know, like ASP, which everyone's going, oh my God, you know. But we host an enormous amount of stuff, and so we have relationships with all kinds of communities and teams. I mean, obviously, we're very serious about WordPress. I mean, you should be able to. I mean, just look at our press releases and the focus on the websites and all that. Like, WordPress is growing. It's got an amazing community around it. We're investing in it like crazy, and not only in the U.S. I mean, all of our products are globalized. It's growing like crazy in Europe. It's growing like crazy in Latin America. It's growing like crazy in Asia, and it's just a huge part of our hosting business. We're contributing back to, themes. We just hired Aaron Campbell to contribute to Core. You know, there's so much investment going on in WordPress. So that's our true love, even though there's a lot of other platforms being run at GoDaddy now. So
their communities don't complain as much as we do, I'm sure.
there's let's just say there's more passion in the WordPress community, and that's one of the things that makes it special too, by the way. I mean, people are attracted to that.
And in the midst of all this acquisition news and the improvements that GoDaddy has made, that's something that's been kind of under wraps, or what you just mentioned. I think it's incredibly awesome that you guys have hired Aaron Campbell. You guys are paying him to work on WordPress, contribute back full time on WordPress Core. I mean, that's a great gesture.
Oh man, it's great. And by the way, he's doing amazing work. And actually, I'm super excited about 4.7 that's coming out. Like, the transactions work that's going on, all the work that's going on, the customizer is incredibly important. You know, we're onboarding thousands of new WordPress customers every day, people that have never touched the software before. And we all know, and you've talked about it on your podcast and many other places, like, the first use experience for WordPress is not good enough, right? And that's what the Beaver Builder partnership was. We have, Aaron's working on the customizer as well as the core team. You know, we've integrated and open source themes. We've integrated social widgets. We've integrated thousands of free images that make it really easy to onboard. Like, this is a super important part of us trying to get lots and lots of new WordPress users. It has to be easier to use. And I'm really excited about the progress we've made on that. I know Gabe talked a lot about that a couple weeks ago, but even still, you know, we're trying to make it super easy to use for that newbie coming onto the platform, but also for the professional who wants to manage serious WordPress sites and have serious tools around it as well. So we're doing, you know, full stack WordPress here, you know, trying to go the entire spectrum.
You know, as I think about this, this is actually really funny. When I think about my first interaction with WordPress, I know what my second interaction was, trying Joomla. Because I hated it. You know, that was it. It was like, forget this WordPress. And then you try Joomla for a while and you're like, I'll give it another try. Let's see what it is.
That's pretty much how I did it.
Almost everybody who's done WordPress for like 10 years, that's their experience.
Oh my gosh, I know. And, you know, I love our developers at GoDaddy sit in the same building in, as a big part of our customer support group as well. And I love to go over there and listen to the support calls. And when you hear the stress that people have when trying to use WordPress for the first time, you realize we have a long way to go still. And we do a ton of usability work too. And just sitting and watching a newbie use it for the first time and struggling through what is the customizer and what is this WP admin and what are all these options, like, it's really painful. And so we are really excited about the work that's going on, not only in core, but what we've done with Beaver and with the with our own guys to improve the onboarding experience, because we just think it's going to make people more successful on a platform that we believe in.
That sounds like a nightmare, having to do support / WordPress training over the phone.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, we do 5 million customer calls a month, right? And believe me, a lot of those are WordPress, right? And people are, and remember, we're onboarding thousands of new customers to WordPress every day. So believe me, we get a lot of calls. Now, it's a good thing. I mean, our customer care team, we think, is a secret weapon really for the business. We encourage people to call us. And I grew up in Silicon Valley companies where we, like, all we wanted to do, discourage people to call you, right? Because that's where you lost money, right? And at GoDaddy, we think it's a big part of what our offering is we're trying to essentially be small business consultants and certainly web consultants with these guys to help them get started, you know, and whether it's picking the right domain name or getting their site set up or adding an SSL cert or something like that. People struggle with that stuff, and we're trying to help them through this process, and it really works for our customers.
Well, I'll tell you, nothing for me works better than having somebody when I'm trying to do a site migration at 3 a.m. to be able to call somebody on the phone and actually get some answers and get something worked through. I mean, that's invaluable.
Yeah, 3 a.m. is great. I love calling those guys in the middle of the night when I can't sleep too. It's funny just to experience it. And by the way, it's every language, we have local phone numbers in virtually every country in the world now. So we're scaling that out everywhere we can. So it's
by the way, are you admitting that you've done that before? You just wake up in the morning and go, I wonder what that experience is like. Can you call up GoDaddy's customer service?
Let me say that sometimes I test our own support team. Yes. I'm a geek that way. I'm a product guy, right? And I always want to.
That's a good thing.
I want to put my hands on the product and experience it like our customers do, right? So.
Hey, I got an app. I got an app that we can make for on hold, because I do like the on hold music at GoDaddy, but I sometimes wish I could switch it. They should make something where you could switch through the tracks while you're on hold.
That's a good idea.
Amazing the ideas that come out of this show.
Yeah.
And so stepping back a little bit, I want to go back towards this acquisition, Vladimir, but I know your team is made up of, I think it's 30 people now. And I want to know, did your team members have an opportunity to vote yes or no in terms of the acquisition? What role did they play in you making the final decision to go ahead and let this acquisition go through?
That's a good question. In a startup, you know, it's getting the leadership right is always difficult, right? And you want to give your team a voice, but then again, you need to be a leader. And in this case, we actually had a couple of all hands meetings where we discussed what would happen if the acquisition went through. And at the end of the day, you know, both the team and I decided that it is the right thing for the company. So we did this together.
What were did any concerns get raised at all?
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, it's a new thing for everybody. But GoDaddy people were very, cautious and they, you know, helped explain how the process will go. Everybody remained with their job. They even got, you know, better salary, better benefits. At the end of the day, I think the team really fit well into the GoDaddy structure, but also kept a lot of independence, which is almost given with the team being in Europe, and this is probably one of the largest, if not the largest, GoDaddy's team outside of US. So we have independence in decision making, in some ways in budgeting. So a lot of things remain the same. And there are a lot of new things for the team, especially the opportunity to learn from people who worked in the Silicon Valley for so long. That is a very rare opportunity if you live in Serbia. So a lot of things to appreciate.
Well, let me ask you this, just as an entrepreneur yourself, what, I mean, obviously when this offer came through, there had to be some things that you were relieved about, right? Some, maybe some things that as a business owner, you might get stressed about that a deal like this maybe alleviates. Was that kind of your feeling that maybe, okay, so now we'll get more funding. Now we can expand. Now we can do these modules that we probably couldn't do before, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So it kind of was never easy for me. And during the time we were going through the acquisition, which is a very long and tedious process, I was also launching Orion after 2 years of building it, and I was also preparing to move to US. So three major things happening in my life at the same time. And it was incredibly difficult, but I'm very happy that I did all of those, right? The opportunity for ManageWP is right now. So we build a very cool technology. On the other hand, GoDaddy is the biggest WordPress host in the world, right, Jeff?
It is the biggest WordPress the single host biggest. In the world.
Yeah. So we now have a very cool piece of technology that we can leverage and use for hundreds of thousands if not millions of customers, right? Which would we never be able to do alone, right? It's just not going to happen. So we have this huge company who has a huge impact in the WordPress world and growingly in the WordPress community that is giving us an opportunity to basically use our technology and improve the lives of hundreds of thousands of WordPress professionals and WordPress users out there. So it's a match made in heaven.
So, yeah, so it really gives you that scalability that would otherwise take you a lot longer to get.
Oh, well, not long, not long, longer, but never.
Okay, well, I understand. Yeah, but that, I mean, that's got to be, even just as a developer, you're thinking, wow, now the sandbox just got 100 times bigger, and now we can test some things, you know, 15, 20 times faster than we typically could just because of the sampling size.
Yeah, exactly right. And all that hard work that we put into Orion now pays off because Orion is infinitely scalable. So, you know, it's now up to us just to push this to, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of customers. And hopefully it will not break. I hope it won't.
Well, if it does, we'll just blame Jeff.
It'll definitely, believe me, it'll be my fault. That's for sure.
So the beauty of remote work, I know, Vladimir, you're living here in the U.S., but is everyone else part of your team? Was it just a mutual decision for them to stay behind in Serbia, or how did that work out, the logistics of your employees?
Yeah, so as I said, I was preparing to move to U.S. even before the acquisition happened, so I kind of prepared the team for that already. I was, for the last 9 months, I was working in a separate office. Just for them to get used to with me not being around. So the team is, you know, the structure we have is, you know, built in a way that they can function without me physically being present there. And the team that we have now in Belgrade is perfectly capable of working on every aspect of ManageWP. And of course, we are still adding more people to the team, improving the team, etc. So I think, you know, it's now almost a month after the acquisition, and I think things are working really well. Our ManageWP roadmap is ahead of plan. We are in parallel working on GoDaddy integration stuff that you will see soon. So it's working really well.
So we talked a little bit. I know Jeff mentioned this earlier, Media Temple, and that was sort of the thing I thought, the company I thought of, and it was brought up back when GoDaddy acquired Media Temple, and people thought the sky was going to fall, and that was it for Media Temple. But they're still around. They're doing well. In fact, Jeff, before the show, said he was just there today checking up on things.
Yeah, I'm sitting in the Media Temple office right now. So, yeah.
Well, there you go. See, they're still around. They're still in business.
Are. Actually, they're doing great work. They're literally moving up market. I mean, they have products that you can – that are really, really scalable, high-end enterprise WordPress, and it's going great for them. They serve a ton of agencies in the LA and all over the area with high-end clients, so it's great for.
So the similarity of Media Temple with ManageWP, which I think is probably one of the most important aspects of the acquisition, is the decision to allow ManageWP to be an independent entity. To operate independently instead of being merged in altogether, sort of how the Media Temple acquisition went, and I think that's really important. I think that was a great decision, Jeff, and maybe you can give a little more insight into why you guys decided to allow ManageWP to still remain independent of GoDaddy.
Yeah, I mean, well, we have a track record of that. I mean, our strategy, unlike some other companies, like, is not to buy companies and then strip them for parts, and lay all the people off, right, and consolidate. Like, what our strategy, we are a product-focused company. Like, we are looking for products and talent, to bring on to help move our mission forward, right? And that, it's a big, hairy mission to try to fundamentally change the global economy back towards small business by enabling anyone to essentially build and manage their own ventures, right? And so that's a big, hairy goal, right? And we're going to need super talented people to do that. We're not trying to do financial engineering here. We're really trying to bring on world-class talent. If you look at, we acquired Mad Mimi, I think that was 2 years ago, which is a really popular online marketing or email marketing platform. And Mad Mimi still exists. Virtually every employee still works for GoDaddy. They're still running madmimi.com. It's been integrated also as GoDaddy email marketing. And it's, like Vladimir said, the scale of that has exploded. That's been going really well. So it's just our strategy to bring on teams and help them run. You said that ManageWP has a great reputation. They built it up over years and years. It would be crazy to, it's too valuable as a brand and as a product.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I was thinking about and I brought up in my article, just, from my armchair quarterback position of, ManageWP has this awesome reputation. They've got such devoted customers who love their service, and GoDaddy is still in the process of trying to reshape its image and be a better company, and it still has a lot of naysayers out there. And I felt that both companies, GoDaddy and ManageWP, both have a lot riding on this in terms of in terms of the naysayers. They have a lot to prove, but if things start going downhill with ManageWP, or something happens with Vladimir, decides to leave his position, or something's gone wrong, within a year, it's going to look really bad on GoDaddy. So I think, there's a lot riding on this to be successful for both companies.
I completely agree. Yeah. And so I will say is watch this space. We have big plans for both ManageWP and how we integrate it into GoDaddy Pro. And we can only just prove it every day by getting better every day. And we've got a lot of work to do still. Nobody's perfect, but we'll keep working hard. So.
And I love that attitude too, because you say, Hey, well, okay. Well, if that's the way you feel, that's fine. We'll just prove you're wrong. And I think that's a great attitude to take.
Yeah. I just like to add that, some people think that GoDaddy will somehow devour ManageWP and ManageWP will not exist anymore. What actually happens is that GoDaddy now got 30 Serbians on board, each one really dedicated and devoted and loving the work they do. And instead of GoDaddy devouring us, what happens is Vladimir, trying to sneak a link into the GoDaddy's checkout process to skip all the upsells, right? So that's what's happening.
What upsells? I don't know what you're talking about.
Upsells.
We need a sweet link skip So that's what's happening in reality.
You can already do that with GoDaddy Pro. You can check out without the checkout page. So you'll do it, and you'll be able to do it managing P2. Yeah.
Well, I mean, so before we wrap it up here, I mean, since Jeff, I do have you on the show, and it's something I've seen brought up time and time again. I've seen some insight into some things that are going on at GoDaddy. But one of the complaints I've heard from quite a few developers is the technology stack at GoDaddy. You know, things like PHP versions. When are we going to get, you know, most of the hosting servers up to, I don't know, 7 or update the MySQL versions? Is there any work on that front in terms of the technology stack across your hosting grid?
Ah, I am so embarrassed about this. So this is a huge, important part of our strategy, is to stay current. I mean, we take this very seriously. When a new version of WordPress is out, it's updated to every single customer on a managed platform within hours. You know, we got stuck actually with the platform because our caching layer, which performs incredibly well, wasn't compatible with PHP 5.6. And so we're replacing the entire caching layer globally, you know, with a new hardware stack, and it's just taken us longer than we expected it to do. We are in the mix of that right now, and it's going to be up to date very, very soon. So, when you're talking about more than 500,000 customers on this platform, we can't screw it up. We test everything like crazy, right? And sometimes that diligence has set us back. But it's a huge problem. Believe me, it's not because we're not taking it seriously. It's just one of those things that got out ahead of us. So,
I think that's something I think a lot of times people forget when they want to go off the cuff or they want to make complaints about this or that or the other. When we talk about, this is the world's largest WordPress hosting provider. This is millions upon millions of sites and servers and hardware, all that that goes into, I mean, scaling is hard.
And I will say,
this many customers is hard.
Agree. And I will say, it's not acceptable for us not to be current. It just isn't. And so I'll take all the heat for that completely. We will be current soon, and it's going to be awesome. But we're going to make sure it's awesome before we roll it out.
There was much rejoicing.
And there will be much rejoicing. Actually, you know, frankly, most of our customers, don't notice. You know, they just expect us to handle it, right? The professionals and the developers really want it. And of course, you can get, if you want to manage it yourself on our Linux hosting or even update it manually, you can do that. But it's more the broad base, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of customers that we need to manually handle. That I want to make sure we get right. So.
People don't actually see Jeff pulling his hair out when he sees that report that the PHP 5.6 is going to be delayed a couple of weeks. And I see that. And I just want to say that the managed WordPress product that GoDaddy has is really good. Anything that is not, entirely great with it, if there's, you know, things like PHP version of things, this is something that a lot of people are working on right now. It will be done in a very soon period of time. And, there was the review signal hosting report a couple of days ago. The hosting, the GoDaddy's hosting, was actually performing right up at the top. So, there's a lot of effort that people don't see yet. But it's all going to roll out really soon. And I think 2017 will be fantastic for GoDaddy and their WordPress products.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. The prediction by Vladimir Prilovic. I got it recorded.
Right on.
In great audio quality this time, too.
Yeah. Right on.
Marcus, that pretty much wraps up for everything I wanted to really cover and talk about regarding this acquisition. But any last thoughts before we let these gentlemen go?
Well, all the drama queens out there that complained about this and wrote, nefarious comments on the posts, I think this proves a point here, which is GoDaddy saw a very good product that's in our community and decided to add it to the already good product that they've got in WordPress Managed Hosting and GoDaddy Pro. And so, you know, I don't see anything nefarious going on here. I don't see any – there's no – you know, Jeff, if you have devil horns and a tail and a pitchfork, you hit them very well.
Yeah, I did see you.
Talk to you, you seem to be engaging with me about WordPress stuff. So you're obviously interested in the community just as much as anybody else. So I think that, as I said when the news broke, it's just something that you have to understand both sides of it. GoDaddy wants a great product. Vladimir and his team want to be able to, you know, take this thing on the racetrack and see how fast it can go and what it can do with all the infrastructure that is now afforded to it. So it's a win-win on both sides, in my opinion.
Yeah, and as someone who read all the comments, I mean, I just thought to myself, wow, I mean, you know, at least give it a chance. I mean, nothing changes right now, and you know, the likelihood is good that things will get better, you know, if you stick around to see what becomes of it. So just to see so many people just automatically write it off and manage WordPress is now, you know, rest in peace. You know, that's, I saw some people saying manage WP, rest in peace 2016. And it's like, give me a break, give them a chance. And, you know, that's the least you could do.
Yeah. It's like when your favorite sports team adds a really good free agent, do you just suddenly give up on them? Come on. You know,
that's what you complain like. About.
Well, I mean, we're almost 3 weeks in. I've already given up on the Browns. So there's that. Oh, my Cleveland Browns, boo-hoo. Oh, third week and going on a third quarterback. That's how our franchise is going. That has nothing to do with this. Anyways, Jeff, I want to give you this opportunity. If there's anything else you'd like our listeners to know about things going on at GoDaddy or how they can get in touch, you know, feel free to let us know.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guy. I appreciate the time. It's always fun talking to you. And I hope to see you in person at WordCamp US, not Europe. I'll probably be at both. But Philadelphia is coming up sooner than we know. So,
yeah, I will be there this year. I was not there last year. I will be there this year. In fact, I'll be there early. So, you know, I want to meet everybody. Just, they're saying this. It looks like there might be 2,200 people there this year. That's insane.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to it, actually. So. I missed it last year too, but I will be there and probably with Vladimir as well. So hit us up.
And Vladimir, any last thoughts to our audience or listeners or maybe some customers, managed WP customers that are listening out there before we let you go?
I'll just keep it short. We are good. Everything will be good. It will be even better. Thanks so much for inviting us, Jeff and Marcus. Marcus, I hope you try Managed WP Orion and I'm looking forward to your feedback next week.
I will do it.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, if you want to send them a free link or something, you know, I gave you his email address. At least check it out. So awesome. Thank you guys a lot for joining us on the show. I knew this was going to be a great thing. I think we covered pretty much everything there was to cover in terms of the acquisition and a lot of the feedback that people raised about it. And, oh boy, I tell you, the comment section. I think that took a lot of guts, and I think that's really cool on Vladimir's part to approve all those comments. And I think it's very easy as a business owner, as someone who's in control of the site, to disregard all the negativity and all the comments. But Vladimir was the opposite. He allowed people to freely speak their opinion on the matters at hand, on the acquisition. I thought that was that's a pretty cool move on his part, Marcus.
Well, I think – well, here's what I think. I think it's going to be hilarious a year from now, 2 years from now, to go back and look at those comments again and laugh.
I hope so, yeah. I agree. I think we're going to have fun there.
Put it on the walls.
Print them out. So, again, great interview, great show. And, Marcus, I think there's only one more thing left to do, and that is your plug-in picks of the week.
That's right, man. I've got some great ones. The first one is called Video Thumbnails. It is a plugin by Sutherland Boswell. He's made 6 plugins so far in the repository. It works with YouTube, Twitch, Vine, Vimeo, all those video services. And what it does is instead of WordPress with the O embed actually picking the thumbnail or having YouTube pick the thumbnail, you get to pick the thumbnail, and it saves the image to the media library. So you can even set that as the feature image as well. So it's a pretty cool plugin. It's called Video Thumbnails. The next one is pretty unique. It is called Fundraisers for WooCommerce, and it lets you do something just like what Kickstarter does. You get fundraiser style, like giveaways and products and things, and you can have target goals and dates and set up your own fundraising campaign. So check that out if you're interested. It's Fundraisers for WooCommerce. And finally, this is one that I used. It's by Andrew Norcross, who's got a great collection of 37 plugins now in the repository. This one's called Control WP Core Emails, and it controls and throttles sort of by switch all the emails that are sent in the auto update process and some of the other email functions that WordPress sends things out. So you can disable which update results are excluded from email sending. That's all those crazy, every time an update release comes out, I get 100 emails, I swear. And those are my plugin picks of the week.
Awesome. So we haven't scheduled a guest next week because we're going to dive into some WordPress news that has to be discussed. Yes. And there's one story in particular I'd like to share some in-depth thoughts on, and that's regarding Headway themes. And that's a story I've been working on in depth on since for about 2 months, and there's been a lot of things surrounding this story, but
It's a witch hunt. That's what I saw in the comments.
Well, yeah. Hey, check out this cool broomstick I got behind me. Anyways, yeah. We'll talk more about that next week, and we'll also talk about, my apologies out there if you're a Xerif Lite, I think that's how you say it, Xerif Lite WordPress theme user. It was recently pulled down from the repo. It was actually one of the most popular WordPress themes out there. Like I think they had over 300,000 installs. There's some issues there that we need to discuss, and we'll talk about more. We'll talk more about those on next week's show. And then the week after that, the first show in October, I've scheduled Matt Cromwell to come on the show to talk about his journey into WordPress and also his product, GiveWP. So that'll be a pretty cool show as well. So you can find show notes for this episode and every other episode on WPTavern.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Jeffro, J-E-F-F-R-0. And Marcus?
You can find me at MarcusCouch.com. And check out my new challenge I'm doing to myself over at MembershipCouch.com. I'm blogging a new 1,200-word post every single day for the next 90 days. I'm turning into you. And so it's going to be quite fun. So go check out all the content that I've been creating over there. And you can follow me on Twitter at Marcus Couch.
Oh, you know, God forbid my hands if I'm doing 1,200 words a day. Really? You know, if I ever write a post that's 1,000 words, 1,000 words for me is hard. That's tough. That's a long story for me.
Yeah, and I'm putting graphics in there. I'm doing like cool little.
Well, that's cheating.
No. No, it's not. Like if I talk about a bunch of tools, let's just say for like, I just did a post on affiliate management in WordPress, or I'm sorry, in membership sites, but you know, WordPress. And so there are probably five or six different plugins, and then there's five or six different email platforms. So I just, you know, did the cool little circle graphic with their logo and described what they were.
Well, you know, images on headings help break up the text, so it makes it easier to read for the reader. So there you go.
Yeah, and plus I'm of this notion now where I'm designing for mobile first. So I design in a really small screen, and then I go outward. And I think the experience is a heck of a lot better when you do that.
So we're going to talk about this and more right after I hit this button. So long, everybody.